Figure number two.
Of Aim of Alpha.
It's 4:05, so we have a lot of time on our hands. So the anyone want to give me a watch, please?
Are we still seeing you again?
No. So the the Rishonim intertwined in this Gemara based on their comments on this Gemara within the Braisa of Zeo Heter Abba Michal Isser and within the language of Chiddushu within Rashi. So you see an underlying approach to this fundamental concept that you've been asking me all year. Once you learn that there's something actually called bittul, once bittul is a reality that we can rely on halachically, so then why is that balabas wrong? Why can't you just take Isser and just throw it in? What's that a violation of? So we know, we've quoted, that there's a din called Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. There's some sort of restriction that you're not allowed to L'Charchila be Mevatl and nullify that. But what we've pointed out right now is that it's not so clear what level of that prohibition is. The fact that a person creates bittul initially, is that going to be a violation of an Isser D'Oraisa? Or is that going to be a violation of only a knas and a penalty and an Isser Midrabbanan? And what the ramifications of that are, stay tuned. Next sugya. So came along the Rishonim, just to list them, the Rashba and the Ran, that held it was Drabbanan. Versus who, Rabbi Yisai? Who are the issues that who are the leaders of the camp of D'Oraisa? Paises who? Ravid and Rashi. Good. And then yesterday we were Mamshech. Give me one second, Yosef. Yesterday we were Mamshech, and we touched on a sugya that we really didn't get to chew on fully, and that we're going to Mirtz Hashem come back to once we finish Ein Mevatlin to understand the concepts of when an Isser can become Mutter. Through the concept and the pasuk of Nevela she'ena ruya lagrer, omachra lanachri nosno lager asher b'sharecha titnenu, that is Nevela. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Zayin tells us Nevela ruya lager kari Nevela nevera she'ena ruya lager. If it's spoiled, it's eno kruya Nevela. So we learned yesterday that that is the concept of an Isser that spoils, that it's going to be mutter. Why is there an Isser that spoils that is going to be mutter? So the question is, how much does the Isser have to spoil? So for the Isser itself, if you have a chaticha of nevela in front of you, unless that really spoils and it fits in the category of nevela she'en ruy lager, so then it's going to be still Isser. It's got to decompose, it's got to spoil. However, it comes along the Rashba and says, if you want to take it one step further, now just have a bliya asura, an absorption into a pot, and now say the reason why that pot is mutter on a level of d'oraisa after 24 hours is because of noisin tam levgam, is also predicated off of what? The fact that this is a tam pogum. Says the Rashba, that only needs what? Pogum sas. That doesn't need pogum legamre like you would in the nevela that's sitting in front of you to eat and take a bite out of it. Because says the Rashba, now you're in the world of what? Not eating the Isser itself. Now, meaning the world of Blias and the Isser of in the issue of Noi Saint Tam. If it's only Noi Saint Tam, it's only if it's going to be Noi Saint Tam Leshvach. If it's going to be Noi Saint Tam Lefgam, then it was never included in the Isser of Noi Saint Tam. And Noi Saint Tam is not, if it doesn't make the cut, if it's not Leshvach. So Mele, even if it's Pogam Ktsas, even if it's still there, it's not going to be something that's prohibited under Noi Saint Tam. Comes along the Ra'ah in his Bedek Abayis and says, that's utterly ridiculous. That's crazy. How could you say that a bliya inside the wall of a pot is actually still chai v'kayim, is actually still around, is actually still considered an Isser? It's not totally decomposed. It's still there. If that would be the case, then if I would use a pot after 24 hours and the Isser would be extracted from the walls, so then what am I doing, in effect? I'm mevatel an Isser, and that is, says the Ra'ah, an Isser D'Oraisa. comes along the Rashba at his first answer, Mishmeres Abayis, and he says, you didn't read my Chidushim in? He didn't really say that, I'm saying that. You didn't read my Chidushim in Chulin Tzariches? I am the biggest proponent of what? Aim of Aladis al-Kharchila, and I had a very simple answer to the Rishonim's Kasha of why that's not pshat in the Brisa of Zeo Heter Abba Michal Esir. Because it's not on the level of the Raisa, it's not something the Torah addressed, because it doesn't exist on a level of the Raisa. So we see, unbelievable, whether or not, and therefore, that causes the Ra'al Lishitaso based on his Limud in Aim of Atlan Israel Kharchila and Simon Sadi Tess in Shulchan Aruch, now has to have a different pshat in why a pot is mutter after 24 hours. You know why the pot is mutter in 24 hours, even though Saknevitz doesn't buy it? Says the Ra'ah, I know you don't buy it, Saknevitz, but says the Ra'ah, but the only reason you don't buy it is because it's not recognizable because there's so much else going on in the pot. If you had a way of scientifically figuring out whether or not the Isser is still there in the walls of the pot, you'll see after 24 hours, it's totally spoiled. It's gone. And that's why it's mutter, minat Torah, to use a pot after 24 hours. But says the Ra'ah, there are two tracks of Nevela Shenaru Liger and Noy Saint Tom? Absolutely not. What the Rashba says is wrong. Okay? First question, first kasha was Yosef's, yeah.
According to the sheet, does it say that it's an Isser Deraisa? Where do they get that from?
Excellent. Unclear. So some say it's Allah Moshe Mitzrayim, right? It's usually the simplest answer when I don't have the answer. I'll just say it's Allah Moshe Mitzrayim. I don't know, ask Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, but actually the poskim do say that it's Allah Moshe Mitzrayim. Maybe that was
some hold it's Allah Moshe Mitzrayim, some hold it's not.
Oh, that's a good kasha also on what I just said. So maybe, but yeah, in Echanami, Loi Matzira. You're asking from the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no machloikis on Allah Moshe Mitzrayim. So there's a whole Chuvas Chavas Yar on that and how you deal with many different Allah Moshe Mitzrayim. That there are machloikis in good ha'ara. Others, I want to say a simple teretz. You want to know why it's where's the mucker? This is the chiddush. Otherwise, it would have been awesome.
Well, it's a chiddush.
It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. I'm not going to give you anything satisfactory. Yeah, Tigman.
According to the Ra'ah's understanding,
The Bari HaShulchan quotes the Ra'ah. I don't know where this is, but he said it's a svar. That was good. Was that intentional? Was that Ima Balan Isil Chakil? I hear. Yeah, he says it's Svara. He says it's Svara. Yeah, Teeks. Oh, that was great. That was good. What? But you pressed the button, right?
No. It's Stira. It's Stira.
Are you serious?
Oh,
are you
serious?
Hey, Siri.
Wait, you really said it because of Stira? That's hilarious. That's one for the ages. What?
According to Ra's understanding, after 24 hours, there's no Isser at all. Then why would there need to be any...
According to the Ra's understanding... Midrabon. Rabbi Isai, whoa, let's deal with Tiedman's Kasha.
Always after 24
hours. Why do you ever have to do... Why do you ever have to do Hagolah after 24 hours? Why isn't everything... Dirabonin. Why? What's the Dirabonin? Xera that a person's going to use the same pot on the same day. Al pidin meikra din, Rabbi Yisai. If it wasn't for this rabbi's gzeira, Rabbi Yisai, would you ever have to do agola after 24 hours?
No.
Absolutely not. So that's not a kasha. The whole concept of agola after 24 hours is all a gzeira d'rabbanan that people are going to confuse. Yeah. Who was next? Saknevitz, you were next.
So why does the Rashba even need to bring up, even need to answer about aim of agola after 24 hours? There's no iser according to the Rashba anymore.
Let's think about what you just said. Are you sure you quoted the Rashba correctly?
Maybe. I guess I'm misunderstanding.
So you want to take him?
Rashba says that if it's tzas, then
it's still there.
It's still there, but it doesn't mean there's an Isser. It means
there's an Isser. No, there's an Isser. The Isser is coming out. It's not Noisin Tam, but you're Mavato and Isser. The Ra'ah is the one who says the Isser is gone. No, those are two separate issues. One is whether or not affects a new dish. Another one is whether or not I'm being mevatel and isser when I'm piloted out of the item.
The isser is
whatever the residual item that's there.
But it doesn't matter if it's pagam or not.
It's pagam ktsas, doesn't matter. The isser is still there. So now you're taking an isser. There's no difference between this and taking an isser and throwing it into a taruvus.
So why is it an isser if it's pagam ktsas?
because that's still nevela ruui leger. It's still ruuya. It's not on the level of nevela shein ruui leger. That's what the Rashba told us. It means it doesn't have nois and tam leshvach. It's not the starkest taste.
But I'm saying in the case of taruva, it's when it's all about the.
So it's not going to aser the tavshil. It's not going to be no Saint Tom. But it's still an iser that's now being bottled.
But you don't have the actual chetza there.
You do have the chetza there.
In the blias in the pot.
In the blias in the pot. That's exactly what he's arguing with the ra'ah.
That's no
Saint Tom. But it's not enough because it's a day later, it's not as stark as the original day, and therefore won't be included in the parsha of Nosedah. But it's still an Isser. It wasn't decomposed. Yeah. It wasn't decomposed. If this was the original Isser, then you would be Osir Midoraisa and get Malkus on eating that.
But that's assuming that it's not meaning
Nosedah. Okay, fine. But that's but the Isser is still there. Those are two separate questions. Yeah.
It's just a clarification.
Yeah.
So what I was saying is that the Blia is going, or the Rashba really, that the Blia is going in, and the
which one are you in? The Rashba.
It's just the mechanics of the Rashba.
Yeah.
The Blia is going in, so we have an issue of being the Vata, the Isser.
When it's coming out.
When, I'm saying the Blia is going into the food.
Yeah.
So the fact that the Blia is in the food is not a problem.
Right.
God.
The kashrus, right?
An issue mitzad,
exactly. Exactly. Mitzad, how are you? The Rashba is not asking why it's mutter to eat. The Ra'ah is not asking why it's mutter to eat. He knows why it's mutter to eat it. He's asking why were you allowed to cook? That was a maisa isser. You just like, you know, right? Just because I spoke Lashon Hara doesn't mean that the food becomes us, right? But it's still us to speak Lashon Hara, right? There's a maisa isser even though the item is not necessarily treif. That's exactly the kasha. Beautiful. Yeah.
I thought we said there is a difference between this type of imatla isser and when we throw in a pig into a
jar. That was the second day in the Rashba. Good. Then the second day in the Rashba says, another argument, he says, and even if you want to what? You want to entertain the possibility, not like me, right? He doesn't say this, but I'm heading this. Not like my opinion that holds what? For the aim of Outland's only the Rabbanon. And even if you want to entertain the possibility, like some would hold, like who? Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ra'ah, that is the Raisa. It's only the Raisa when it's taking a Chefta Shalisser and throwing it in. But if it's just Nesinas Tam, then it's not going to be the Oraisa.
Now we
ask on the Rashba, what do you mean? All these Rishonim hold, Legabiz Roy Veshela, it's Nesinas Tam and it's the Oraisa. Yeah, but the Rashba Lishitaso, it's great. Because the Rashba said that Pshat in the Gemara is wrong. So the Rashba Lishitaso held when it comes to Nesinas Tam, it's not going to ever be a the Oraisa. Good. That's where we left off yesterday, Rabbi Yisai. But we left, yeah. Can I, are you stuck?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to go over a little vater. Rabbi Yisai, the kasha is, so Lamaisa, when it comes to the Rashba, it's not Asur Midoraisa. Oh, but it's Asur Midorabbanan. No one holds, and no one should walk away from this room, that the Balabas is right. That you are allowed to take an Isser and be Mavatalit. So who cares whether it's Doraisa or Dorabbanan? That's good for the Lamdish world. That's good for the conceptual world. But ultimately, every Hagolah, according to the Rashba, should be problematic. According to the Ra'ah, Hagolah, after 24 hours, makes beautiful sense. Why? Because it's not Mevatlan Isser L'Chadchila. It's really decomposed. And in theory, you really shouldn't even need Hagolah, right? It's just a Gzeira Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. And maybe you're going to confuse and you're going to end up using a pot within the 24 hours that Chazal thought that this is going to be problematic. So therefore, we're going to tell you a rule. You should always kasha the pot no matter how long after you used it, right? However, according to the Rashba, that holds what? Fundamentally, that the Isser could live. The Isser could be around even after 24 hours. So why aren't I being mevatel and isser every time I'm doing Hagolah? Or change it differently, Rabbi Yisai, why aren't I being mevatel and isser on a level, why aren't I violating an isser derabbanon without the din of gzeira eino ben yomo etu ben yomo? It should just be usser. Why? Everyone should asser to cook in that pot. Why? Because of a mevatel and isser l'chadchila. There is an Isser, the Rashba. The Rashba. The Rashba. Is there an Isser in the pot after Ben Yomo according to the Rashba? Yes or no? So you just contradicted yourself. So you got it? You answered your own question? Are you with me? You're lying to me? Okay, good. Oh! So Schultz says a Svara. But it's not his own Svara. He quoted it from the Ran. Comes along the Ran in Avodah Zarah and says, a chiddush nifl. A chiddush nifl, the rabbi said, that is going to change kashrus in your kitchens. Rabbi said, get ready. L'maisa shel b'l'maisa. Avi, you can leave if you want. Rabbi said, no, but it's going to be geshmak. He's going to like this. Rabbi said, let me ask you a question. Why is it usher? Midrabbanan, why is it usher? What's the problem? What did Avi just say? Oh, so the Shach says, stop. You're going to be mezalzel. You're going to mezalzel in the Isurim, so therefore we said, this is usher midrabbanan, because you're not going to come and take these Isurim seriously. You're just going to say, hey, I could just throw it into a tarovah, it's good, Baruch Hashem, gevaldik. Comes along the Levush and he gives another reason for this issue of the Rabbanim. What could be another reason, Rabbi Said? Avi's very machter. Avi's chutzpah, you being the zalzel and isur. So we're going to throw on an isur because we don't want you know, people who have an approach like that to isur. Rabbi Said, what's a more practical reason?
You might mess up.
Oh, beautiful. So Yosef says, no, maybe you're actually not going to have shisha. Maybe you're actually not going to have a shir bittel. And if you now create this whole company that now relies on being mevatel issur l'chadchila, Rabbi said, remember that companies don't think that this is all over in kashrus about companies and goyisha companies that are mevatel isurim. Can they get the hechsher? Can a goy do it on my behalf? Can I ask them to do it? Can I say, oh, right now we can't give you the hechsher, that's worth $300,000, but if you add a little more heter, I didn't tell you to do that. Maybe Amir al-Akum, you know, maybe you can just be mevatel it for me, and now this multi-million-dollar company can get this hashgacha. These are big, big cashes, all based on mevatel nisul chadchila. Can I tell a goy to do that? What if a goy does it on his own? What's the dinner, Vaisai? So comes along Yosef and says, maybe I'm not going to have the right shear. That's the reason they asked him to rabbanon. Comes along the Ran. And he says, this din of Eim Avatlan Nisil Chachila, it's not a problem when you do Hagala. You want to know why it's not a problem? Because it's Eim Kavanoso Levata. It's Eim Kavanoso Levata. Since the reason why you're doing this is not in order to be Mavato, so then Chazal did not institute the Isser of Eim Avatlan Nisil Chachila. Aim of Alan Isilachil is only a guy who's what? Like Avi's saying, is being Mazalzel, is setting up a system, and we're concerned. But if the whole purpose that the guy is doing is from some totally distinct purpose, I have a total other reason why I'm doing this action, and now it's actually going to be an outcome that it's bottle. It's going to be an outcome, I promise you, you'll get an answer to your question. It's going to be an outcome that it's going to be bottle. So then, it never asserted, Aim of Alan Isilachil. Who is the man da Omer who holds this idea and is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that Eim Eval and Issa V'Chadchila is only if it's Kavanosu Levatel, if that's your intention? The Rashbe. The Rashbe himself saved the day on the Kasha. So every time you do Hagolah, you're not Kavanosu Levatel. So Rabbi say now we just matter. Nope. My Kavana is to do the mitzvah of Hagolah. My kavana is not to be mevatel yisur. So said there. What?
Better tasting challah, not to be mevatel the bacon.
That's what the Ran.
I'm only doing the hagala because there's an yisur.
That's what the Ran says. No, that's what the Ran says by hagala.
The Ran says kavana for hanah.
What?
Ran says as long as you have kavana for hanah.
Right.
Regular kavana.
That's I want to use the thing. I'm not trying to be mevatel yisur. This is not similar to a guy who's throwing in an yisur and I want to now eat the yisur. Do I actually? Let me ask you. I'll explain this. Shapla, I know you're leaving because of this. No, please sit down.
Rabbi Yisai, it's different than Achila.
Listen, it's different than Achila. By a case of Kavanos Lech, the Balabos, he's coming, he has this piece of chazer. He says, I wish I could eat this. I wish I could benefit from this. I go, you know what? I have a chazer. I have a way that I could be mevatel. You know why? Because I learned Achre Rav Lahatas. I learned Rov. I paid attention in shir, not because I actually cared about this stuff, because I want the chat the rabbis. You know, you have those guys. You know, they take all the lumdas that they learned. Like, where did you get that from? Where did that come from? What? That's not your kavon over here.
Kavona over here is to do hagola. It's to be matter the iser. I don't care about the fact that the taste is coming out. Pasha don't even know that there is a taste. Come on, this is narishkeit. Saying kavanos levata, you're not tantamount to to throwing an item into a tarovis and now to benefit from that item. So then there's no iser of aim of atlanis lechachila. Rabbi say this makes sense within the mechanics of hagola. Aber comes along the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tei Dalid and says something myridik. Says something myridik. Rabbi said, I want to ask you a kasha that I'm sure is on your mind, Rabbi Sai. Kashrus has become so much more complicated in the last decade, Rabbi Sai. Because we've been finding, I don't know if it's environmental changes, but we've been finding bugs everywhere. And as we're going to learn, Rabbi Sai, in addition to having mashkichim to make sure to keep milchiks and fleishiks and bishalakim issues and tefilas kelim issues kosher in terms of the kitchen, most of the time the mashkichim have to be constantly involved in bug checking because there's some serious issues with bugs inside the taruvis. Now, what we need to really understand is why is that? This doesn't really fit with a lot of what we're discussing. Because Rabbi Yisai, a bug is very tight. And a bug is bottle b'shishin. So why in the world do I have to care about bugs? So the answer to that question, Rabbi Yisai, will Amirtz Hashem come towards the end of the semester? Handav kuf. But I'm just going to tell you right now, the Gemara tells you, that this is called a beria. A beria, a full creature, is never bottle. And that's what we're going to have to learn. Okay, a beria is not bottle, and that's the problem with bugs. Okay, and that's why we have to check all of our lettuces, and we have to check our broccolis, and we have to check our cauliflowers, and we have to check our strawberries, and we have to check our blueberries, and we have to check. And when some of these things are so bad that we can't even eat them, and that's why we have major, major shilas. And Rabbi Yisai, if you eat something without being checked, you eat something without being checked, and you eat a full bug, eating a full bug is 5 lav. It's probably worse than having cheeseburger from McDonald's. Okay, this is some serious issues. Okay, maybe it's not because it might be on a level deraisa bottle. If you eat a straight up bug, that definitely is true. So that's the issue, everybody said, when it comes to bug checks. So I am a big lover of
shakes.
Fruit shakes.
Shakes.
They're not full.
We want to understand the heter. I don't want to go there.
Yeah,
but, okay. I'm getting there. It's not just from Levinsohn, it's all over. Rabbi Sai, let's understand where of Levinsohn came from. Okay? So now, I have a problem. These strawberries, these blueberries, these whatever, what else do we put in Rabbi Sai that has bugs? Lettuce into your
banana.
Face.
Banana.
Dates. Oh, banana. Banana. Banana.
Banana.
Right. Okay, Rabbi Sai, you'll make your shakes after this year. Rabbi Sai, and I am putting it into the blender. What's the blender's called?
Ninjas.
Magic Bullet.
Right.
Ninjas, another company. That's competitor. Magic Bullet. Oh. So I put the whole concoction there, and there's mamish macholus asuris inside that cup. And now, now I'm happy that I'm working on these sogias. Mevatlin iser lechatchila right there. Mevatlin iser lechatchila right there. What's going to be the heter? At the end of the day, the shake is going to be what? It's going to be shishim. Shishim against the what? Shishim against the bug. But bugs aren't bottle. Bugs are always usser. Bugs are usser if what? If they're actually intact. But if I ripped up that bug, then it's totally mutter. If I say, you saw that. Simon Peidalit Sif, you give a what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You have what? Delicious. You have bees in the honey. Right? And what do? You turn up the fire. And the entire, all the legs and the bee gets totally what? Gets totally nisbashel and mixed up into the taruvus of dvash. Guess what? Eat it on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Adin. Eat it. I just quoted you Shulchan Aruch. Simen Pei Dalet Siv Yud Gimel. Am I a kofer? It's not much what it says. Why?
It's a sifted.
Why? It's a mevala nisim lecharchila. Zok the shach, zok the taz. Because why? Because even if there's going to be something left over in there, it doesn't matter. Because it's not going to be a berry anymore. Yeah, but what did I just do? I created initially a mevala nisim lecharchila. Zok the shach and taz. Yeah, that's in a situation where what? Where it's ain kavanos levatel. I want the honey. I don't want the bug. I don't want the bug. Wow. That is bad. Now, Rabbi Yisai, can you rely on that alone and can you walk out of shir right now? So, machlekes ha-poiskim. Machlekes ha-poiskim. The many of the poskim, the shach in one area, the taz in another area, and I'm just telling you this, say that you can only rely on that sack of the Shulchan Aruch, of the honey, where either it's E-Efsher B'inyan Acher, I have no way of getting it out, or it's a huge Tircha Yisera to be able to get the bugs out. Then that would not be considered Eim of Atlanis L'Chachila. But if it's not a big deal, or if it's possible to get it out without it, then you would have to check it for bugs, and you wouldn't be able to rely on them, just put in the magic bullet and make up the shape. Some poskim. That's the way the OU paskets. If it's efshir b'inyan acher and it's not a big tircha, then a person has to do a bedika. However, in situations where that's not possible or it's a big, big, big deal, then what? What are we relying on? The ikar adin ain't kavanos levato. Ain't kavanos levato. If first of all, Rabbi say, let's go to Avi's question. If you're not putting it through a blender, and you're not sure through whatever process you're doing that it's vaday nisrasik, then I got nothing to talk about. Rabbi say, then it's a what? Then it's a berry. Then it's not botol. Then it's macholos asuris. Then it's trink. Then it trinks up everything. I'm talking about where I know what at the end of the day, but vados, this is blended up. This is nisrasik. This is totally, this the whole concoction destroys the bug. Then it's going to be mutter. Alts what? Ein kavanoso levat.
Two things. One, why can't I just take it?
Schmack, guys, we're going to say. It was worth it to travel here.
Why can't I take the brush around and just chop it up very finely so I know it's just kind of like the same thing? And then also, if I cook it, isn't
so
it
now,
the same thing?
So now, okay. So
you don't know if you want to
chop it up.
If I just take the brush.
I'm not convinced with these small bugs. That if you would chop up with a knife to make pieces, that you would get it.
So then why buy a blender?
That's it.
So
why
buy a blender?
No,
a blender on the bottom.
I'm telling you, it's bothering the trash.
But what about when you cook this? Isn't that the same thing as the honey? I mean, if I just put the Brussels sprouts in the oven?
Apparently not. The Shulchan Aruch is assuming, and the Rishonim and that case of
the
honey, is that the
sift is still afterwards.
Yeah, you're doing a process that you know for sure. There's just going to be a leg of a bug. There's not going
to
be a full-fledged bug.
It's very hard to see.
Doesn't matter. You're allowed to eat that leg of a bug.
Protein.
I mean, you're not allowed to eat it if it's staring at you because we can't rely on mito if it's nicker or iser. But the fact that it's there is not a problem.
The fact that this is not Nick or even a little bit. Like, if I take a blackberry, you couldn't find the bug if you try. It doesn't matter.
We assume that
so
it's us.
So can we name Brussels? So you can't eat
Brussels.
How
are you eating Brussels?
That's
the best thing I've ever eaten.
How are you raspberries? How are you strawberries?
There's ways to check certain things, but there's a lot of things you can't eat. Cauliflower and broccoli, you should try to get the Bodik or the, this is what I spend a lot of money for my vegetables.
It's so annoying.
It's annoying not to go to McDonald's.
No, I'm saying it's so hard to find, so I can never.
I hear. I have to love broccoli and cauliflower.
What did people do before?
Never
Bodik?
Kosher.
They weren't. Forget vegetables. Forget vegetables. Let's go back to water.
No, not New York.
With the copal pods in the water, Rabbi Yisai. Right? According to Rav Schechter, Rav Schechter holds that there's bugs in the water. Rav Schechter holds that it's also to drink this New York water without filtering. Yes.
Grid on Shabbos.
Or water fountain.
This is tap water right now.
It's a big machlokes of Schechter and Rogalski, whether or not these copal pods are actually a problem. Water. I remember sitting in the base medrash. They brought over the water to Rav Schechter and they saw the bugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you can see the waves, not the bugs themselves, right? You see the waves in the
mic. I saw the bugs.
The bugs themselves.
So, yeah, I don't know if the Matthias changed. This was years ago when it came out, but this was what I was in the shir. This was a big hack of the basement. Shachter Tov today holds that it's also to drink without filtering, but if you get one of those Britas, then it's going to be mutter. Which creates a whole Shabbos Shaila, which Rav Shachter happens to be Makel, but we're not learning why he's Makel. He has three reasons why he thinks it's mutter, in terms of which, but that's all about Borer on Shabbos. He has, first of all, he thinks it's a halachic psoles. Second of all, based on a chayodam. Second of all, he thinks a filter on a sink is not considered. He's Makel on the filters of the sink. He's makel to leave the filter on the sink, even on Shabbos, because he thinks the filter on the sink. The Minchas Yitzchok might say that it's not filtering. Whatever. There's a lot of different things that we have to learn when we learn Borer. And his third side is maybe Rebelski's right. Maybe that these are not so. Based on those three tzadim, he's willing to be makel to leave the filter onto the sink on Shabbos. So Rabbi Sai, if it's ein kavanos levatel, which is all of our situations with these blenders, with these shakes, and it's what yafshar binyan acher. And it's a tircha yisera, or it's a tircha yisera. So then, this would be a situation where you would be makel. Okay, Rav Nevin Sal said that you never need to check. You just rely on ein kavanos levatel alone.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. So I heard the same thing. I saw that b'shem Rav Yashiv also. I double checked with Rav Kellermer Shlita. Actually, when he got into his car accident, I spoke about this b'schuso for Refuah Shleima. That he should have a refuah shleima. We spoke about it in the shul that I double checked, because anytime I want to know if to verify a psak to the Rabbi Yashiv, the best person to speak to about that is the person who did shemesh by Rabbi Yashiv, which is Rav Kellermer Shlita. So I asked Rav Kellermer Shlita if, who's a goyin oilam and a tzaddik and a malach and an imam, just geshmak, I am mekana all the guys who grew up in his shul. It's just a meyerdik a man. And Rav Kellermer told me, Rav Yashiv, because I saw in a footnote quote from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv said by a case of blender, that he said, in kavanos levatel is mutter. Sound like he was being makel more than the OU with this tircha yisera and bedika thing. Lemaisa, if the guys want to know what the OU paskins and what most rabbanim paskin, they think if it's possible to check, if it's possible to do something, you have to do something. But if it's impossible, then there are going to be situations where it's going to be mutter. Now,
what about the blackberries? I mean, yeah, all that is a tier for yisera. You can find it if you try.
Okay, you have to know what we have to quantify. What's considered a tier yisera? So I was checking for broccoli. So I was checking for cauliflower, lamaisa.
But some are easier than others. I mean, I can see a bug.
Again, it has to be in a situation of nisrasi. It's only nogea for a blender. To eat a blackberry, it's not going to help you. Right? It's only by Vade Nisrasi. It's Vade Batal. It's going to be Batal. It's not going to be a barrier. Now, the question is, what I did, is that Mevatlan Isra L'Chadchil? So, can I rely on what? On the Ram that says, Ein Kavanos Levatal. That's the question. But that's a question within something that's not going to be Isra at the end of the day. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's in terms of that. Let's go back to the medication, Shaila. I told you that Rebelski said that what... Rebelski said that a person should be choishish for the shitas d'oraisa. So how am I going to feed my children this medicine if it's going to be aim of alanisil chachila? So what do? You put it in grape juice. But if I put it in grape juice, it's going to be aim of alanisil chachila. So Sarah Rebelski thinks since the glycerin is not the active ingredient that's usher. So therefore, he thinks that that's not going to be an issa d'oraisa, and therefore a person has the ability to be mevatel. Listen to this, Rabbi Yosai. This is important. Where you allow certain times, we allow to violate an issa d'rabbanon for a choyla she'ein bo sakana. So since these people, these children are, according to the Ramah, are considered a choyla she'ein bo sakana, often when they're taking this medicine, they actually are a choyla she'ein bo sakana. They're burning up with favor. You're going to have kulas on Shabbos for them. This is a choyla she'ein bo sakana. I am allowed to be mevatel, be adayim, in iser, in grape juice, even if it has potential macholos asuris and glycerin in the medication that would be problematic.
Even
bekavana. Even I'm giving mechaber. What? Because it's a chayla shem basakon. Right. I'm being mad to that. Exactly.
So is that just for the kids or for us also?
What?
I sound like these over the counter melatonin pills. I was not buying four flights, and I read the ingredients. It said glycerin.
But you're not being mevatel.
So can I just take that?
You're taking a pill?
A pill, yeah.
So we got to talk about that. That's going to be in the sugya of Nois and Talav Gan. The next sugya is going to talk about all treif in medications. What are we going to do with that? We have to learn the sugya of Nosh Dhamma Kama. But now we're talking about, I know there's Isser here, and I'm going to be mevatel it. Can I do it b'kavana? So that's going to be the Isser of Eim Mevatel Nosh Dhamma Kama. Rabbi Isai.
You have to measure shishim from the grape juice, meaning because they have this liquid Advil. So
yeah, shishim should be against. Again, you don't need shishim against the...
you need a glycerin.
You need it against the amount of glycerin.
The glycerin won't make
unless
the whole
it was cooked up.
Right, doesn't it?
It
doesn't
was cooked up.
Make the whole
yes, I'm not sure. I don't think it's cooked. Is it cooked up? I think it's just mixed in. It's all cooked. You wouldn't say chanan if it's not...
I would assume it's heated up at some point.
Right. Then you would eat shishim against the 10 right. milliliters, whatever. In a chanan. That's, Rabbi Isai, what I was pointing out and what Moshe pointing out is a geshmak and afkamina from what we learned. Do you have to be mevatel against the Isser or do you mevatel against everything? That would depend. If it was heated up, it would depend on Hanan potentially or not. Rabbi Isai comes along the night of Yehuda and says a totally different angle back to not Lamaisa. No, Rabbi Shochan, I said already, that's the Shachataz, that's the way he passes. It's Yev Shemin Racher. Rabbi Isai comes along the night of Yehuda and the next of the Maror Mekoymis and says a totally different shot. I think everyone's right. Eim Avatlan Nisa L'Chachila is the Rabbanan, and Eim Avatlan Nisa L'Chachila is the Oraisa. What? That makes no sense. How could it be both Isser D'Oraisa, both Isser D'Rabbanan? Says the Night of Yehuda, I want to tell you, a Gemara in Kiddushin. The answer to this question is from a Gemara in Kiddushin and from a Gemara in Yuma. What? Gemara in Kiddushin, Gemara in Yuma?
Yeah. Everyone knows the din of the birds for a mitzayra. Says Nevi Yehuda. Everybody knows what the Gemara in Kedushin says, what you do, and what the din of the birds that are brought. What's the din, Rabbi said, the birds of mitzayra?
You kill one, you let the other one free.
You kill one, and you let the other one go free, right? So the Gemara clears a shayla in Kedushin and daf nin zayin. Anyone saw this? Anyone up to this in the Maror Mekoymis?
No.
So the Gemara in Kedushin says you, Charlie, what is it? What's the din? Is the bird that flies away, is it mutter or usser?
It's usser.
It's usser?
It's usser to shoot and eat.
It's usser to eat?
No, you should kill it because you might make someone else eat an usser bird. That's what I was saying. I think.
That's what the Gemara says? Who else saw the Gemara?
Isn't there...
The Gemara clears the shayla. The Gemara's not sure. Is it usser? Do I have to make sure no one eats it? Or do I say that it's mutter? So the Gemara's... What? Mutter or usser?
Well, he said
usser. Sorry.
Doesn't someone say they're all usser?
What?
Doesn't someone say they're all usser? Do we say at the end of the Gemara they're all usser?
Rabbi said, what does Rava say at the Amid Beis? Loi amrit shlach elo letakola. Lo amrit shlach letakola.
Okay, so
what did the Torah say? Shluch HaKan, you don't know. Shluch HaKan is never a tzadah, it's Yosef. It's impossible, says Rava, that the Torah gave you a tzivoy to send away the bird, and now what's going to happen? I'm going to be in where? I'm going to be in Yerushalayim. I'm going to send over a bird, and it's going to fly all the way to Brooklyn. And what? And Avi's going to get this bird, and he's going to shecht it. And what? He's going to be violating an Isser D'Oraisa. It's also about no. So Zetman Fendah, Zot Rava, must be that what? The mitzvah, the tzipor hamishlachas must be what? Must be mutter. Must be mutter to benefit from it. Because lo yomrit shlach l'takola, it's a very fundamental gemara by Isai. The Torah is not trying to mess you over. The Torah is not trying to set up stumbling blocks. The Torah is trying to assist you. The Torah is not trying to set up life to be harder. It's trying to guide you. Lo yomrit shlach l'takola. Rava says it has to be mutter. Because listen, play out the situation. He's going to end up with a bird and it's going to be usser. Zok Rei de Yehuda, a new pshat in the Gemara. Loi amrit shlach l'takola would be that the takola would be in the sending. You know why? Because if it would be usser, then what are you doing? You're being mevatel in isser biyadai. Throw it. Listen to this. Noidib Yehuda. Listen to this. Give me a chance. Says the Noidib Yehuda, by throwing it into a taruvis of birds in the world.
What?
Isn't this. We're on a level d'oraisa. Says the noy to be Yehuda. Says the noy to be Yehuda. Can't be that the Torah is telling you to violate an iser. Memela? Otherwise, it would have been ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. And that's what the Gemara, that's what the Torah meant. Rabbi Yisai, we're going to pick off with the exact same idea of Rava, but not in the eyes, not if I have Shuluch Mitzayir, Rabbi Yisai. Who knows what the other Maramakum of the Nadi Yehuda is from? Same statement of Rava. From Yuma, from where? No? From where, Rabbi Yisai? Oh, the Sarah Mishalachas. The Gemara claims a similar Shiloh when it comes to the Sierra Mishalach. That says could both be Yisra Derabanan and be Yisra Deraisa, but we have to finish Leidu B'Yehuda in Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, and we're going to go on to the Avnei Melucha.